All right, it's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is the entertainer known as Blind Joe. Thanks for joining us today, Joe.
Hey, Steve, thank you so much for having me, man. I'm glad to be here.
You are going to be here in Valley City coming up on July 17th. We look forward to another visit with you and your music. It's all part of the Valley City Park and Recreation Department's City at the Park, or Music at the City Park, band shell in the beautiful City Park, historic band shell. So we look forward to your music. Tell us a little bit about people who don't know you. Now, you have been playing for a few years. Tell us what kind of genre of music that you like to focus on.
Yeah, well, I play primarily country music. I like to call it honky-tonk music, so it's not really the modern stuff that you hear on the radio today, more of the old school, kind of the Hank and Haggard and Johnny Cash kind of vibe. But it's always a high-energy show. We do a lot of crowd participation, and it's always a really fun time. I actually started out playing, I've been playing all my life, but I started professionally probably about 15 years ago. And was lucky enough to get on The Voice here, Team Blake, about 5 years ago, representing North Dakota. And, so since then, I've really been able to make a career out of this and make a living doing it because of all these beautiful people that keep coming out to these shows and digging the music, man. So I'm very humbled and very blessed.
Tell us what that experience was like on The Voice.
Well, nerve-wracking, to say the very least, but it was a great time, you know. Sometimes when you talk about TV shows, you hear a lot of horror stories about them having you do things that you may not be comfortable with or stuff like that, and we had a wonderful experience with the show. Everybody was super cool with us, from the judges to the production people, and it was just a wonderful experience. Like I said, really nerve-wracking. But a great time. We had an absolute blast and got to meet some really cool people, and some of them we still hang out with today. So,
now, how do you see yourself, your career? Is it, it seems like it's going really well for you. How do you see that as you move into the future? Do you have any future plans?
Yeah. I think, we are going to eventually... We haven't really announced this or anything, but I guess I'll tell you guys about it. We are planning on moving out to Nashville, and hopefully that'll happen in October. We've got a couple connections out there from a couple of shows that we've done over the past couple of years here, and so we're gonna roll out there and see if we can't put North Dakota and Minnesota on the map, and we'll see what happens. So, as far as the future is concerned, just a lot of work, trying to get a new record out. That'll probably happen next year, and then just keep them playing these shows. And, of course, we'll always spend summer times here in North Dakota, Minnesota, here at home having fun with y'all. And then we're thinking we'll do Nashville in the wintertime and really just try to bring it to them, man. Try to break down the doors and see if they'll have us.
Oh, that's great. We wish you all the best with your career in Nashville. That's great. Do you have any ideas what you want to call your first album or not?
Well, we have a record out now that I called By the Fans, For the Fans, and the reason we called it that is because when I got off The Voice, we started a GoFundMe account, or a GoFundMe page, excuse me, and the fans were very supportive and very receptive, and I want to say we raised about $10,000 to put towards the recording costs of that record, and so I felt it necessary to call it By the Fans, For the Fans, being that we had so much support from everybody, and without you guys helping us out, you know, we wouldn't have been able to make the record. So so we have that one out, and as far as the next record, I'd just like to call it Real Country Music, because that's what I call my music, and that's what I try to play, but... Well, we'll see what happens. You know, there's so many variables that go into the title of a record. You just really never know until you get everything kind of nailed down in the studio and you really hear what it sounds like. So that's a great question, though. Thank you for asking me that.
That's great. We wish you all the best, and we look forward to your visit here in Valley City. Blind Joe coming to Valley City, playing at the Valley City Parks and Recreation Department's Music at the City Park Band Shell on Wednesday, July 17th. Hope you all can get there. Now, here's Diane Sommerfeld.
Yes,
to thank you. Thank you for joining us again today, Joel. And
and thank you so much, Steve and Diane. And Diane, I really appreciate you having us out at the band show, and I'm really looking forward to it. We always have such an awesome time in Valley City. The crowds are always on fire, and so I know it's going to be a dang good time. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Look forward to seeing you coming up on Wednesday. Thanks again. There's Blind Joe, our guest at our Voice of the Valley, and Diane Sommerfeld with us here to talk a little bit about some other things that are going on that evening, right?
Yep. We have a lot of things going on. We're excited to have you with us, Joe. So if you're still here and hear me, why, it'll be fun to have you join us. What do we have going before that? We're going to even have a picnic in the park, specifically so because Joe's there. No. So anyway, we usually like to have some picnics now and then. So Leavers is providing us with some hot dogs and the picnic, some picnic goodies. So we'll be serving that prior to probably starting about 6:30-ish, right in that time. So come early, enjoy the picnic in the park, and then enjoy Joe's music. We're really excited to have him with us. Due to weather, bad weather, whatever, we will be relocating to the Valley City VCSU's music building. They do have a great building in there to use, and they've been really cooperating with us really well. So we're excited to have them as our backup due to inclement weather. So then there will be no picnic, though, just the concert.
So. All right, very good. Well, there is our Voice of the Valley for today.